ॐमज्ञानतिम्रन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुर्वे नमः श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायं ददाति स्वयं पदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरुं सीदपदाकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सहगजातं सहगनरघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं साद्भूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णापदां सहगनललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं तं सजीवम् पञ्चकल्पतरुभयश्चा कृपा सिन्धुयैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदम्याय कृष्णा प्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतुस्य नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्ता नमस्तु ते तप्त कञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दवनेश्वरी ब्रजभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानन्दा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 31 वर्स 21 द मूवमेंट ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटीज तस्माद् अहम् विजात आत्मानाम् असूतस् तमसः सुधर आत्मा एव आत्मानाम् असूतम् तमस असुधार आत्मन एव भूयो यथा व्यासानहम् एतद् अनेकरद्रहम् यथा व्यासानाम् एतद् एक अनेकरन्दनम् मामे भुवयसि उपादितः विष्णुपदा मामे भविष्यति उषा उपासादित विष्णुपदा तस्मादहं विगाता विकल्पा उपारिष्यः आत्मानाम् असुतमसः सुधारात्मन एव भूयो यथा व्यासहनम् एतद् अनेकरन्दनम् मामे भू bhavayasi upadi saha vishnu pada
mame bhavishyat upasamita vishnu pada.
Therefore aham, I, vigata, ceased, vikalpa, agitation, udharishyaha, shall deliver, atmanam, myself, asu, quickly, tamas, from the darkness, sudra atmana, with friendly intelligence, ever, indeed, bhuya, again, yatha, so that, vyasanam, light, etat, this, anekarandanam, entering many wombs, ma, not, me, my, bhavesyate, my okay, upadisata, placed in my mind, Vishnupad, the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Therefore, without being agitated anymore, I shall deliver myself from the darkness of nonsense with the help of my friend, clear consciousness. Simply by keeping the lotus feet of the Lord Vishnu in my mind, I shall be safe from entering in the womb of many mothers for repeated birth and death. Please repeat after me. Therefore, without being agitated anymore, I shall deliver myself from the darkness of nonsense with the help of my friend, clear consciousness. By simply keeping the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu in my mind, I shall be safe from entering into the womb of many mothers for repeated birth and death. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The miseries of material existence begins from the very day when the spirit soul takes shelter in the ovum or the sperm of the mother and father. They continue after he is born from the womb, and then they are further prolonged. We do not know where the offering ends. It does not end, however, by one's changing his body. The change of body is taking place at every moment, but that does not mean that we are improving from the fetal condition of life to a more comfortable condition. The best thing is, therefore, to develop Krishna consciousness. Here it says that Upadisa Vishnupad. This means realization of Krishna consciousness. One who is intelligent by the grace of the Lord and develops Krishna consciousness is successful in this life, because simply by keeping himself in Krishna consciousness, he will be safe from the repetition of birth and death. The child prays this: it is better to remain with the womb of darkness and be constantly absorbed in Krishna consciousness, to get out and again fall a victim to the illusory energy. The illusory energy acts within the abdomen as well as the outside the abdomen. But the trick is that one should remain Krishna consciousness, and then the effect of such a horrible condition cannot act unfavorably upon us. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that one's intelligence is friend, and the same intelligence can also be the enemy. Here also the same idea is repeated. Sudra Atmana Evaha, friendly intelligence, absorption of intelligence in the personal service of Krishna and full consciousness of Krishna always are the path of self-realization and liberation. Without being unnecessarily agitated, if we take the process of Krishna consciousness but constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, the cycle of birth and death can be stopped for good. It may be questioned herein, how the child can be fully Krishna conscious within the womb of a mother without any paraphernalia with which to execute Krishna consciousness. It is not necessary to arrange for paraphernalia to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. The child wants to remain within the abdomen of the mother and at the same time wants to become free from the clutches of Maya. One does not need any material arrangement to cultivate Krishna consciousness. One can cultivate Krishna consciousness anywhere and everywhere, provided he can always think of Krishna, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, can be chanted even within the abdomen of one's mother. One can chant while sleeping, while walking, while imprisoned in the womb, or while outside. The Krishna consciousness cannot be checked at any circumstances. The conclusion of the child's prayer is, let me remain in this condition. Although it is very miserable, it is better not to fall a victim to Maya again by going outside. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The sad part is that we have all been through this. We only don't realize it. I don't know whether we prayed like this or not, whether we had a realization of what the soul is going through. But we are out here now, and Maya has taken again control of us. And we are again in the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. So, how do we put a stop to this? Prabhupada in his purport twice said that the means is to chant Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. Same process. What he talks about here is that clear consciousness. Cheto darpanam majanam. So how do you purify your consciousness? Because at the moment our consciousness is just like you're standing in front of a mirror, but the mirror is covered with all dust. Can you see yourself? So how do you see yourself? You have to clean the mirror. So similarly, our consciousness is covered by all our material desires, sins and everything that we have, you know, even watching TVs, talking to people, all these things that we hear, it all goes and gets sticks on there. This is why association of devotees is very important, because then you have only the good things sticking there. You know. Otherwise, when we have association with the wrong people, and then in a wrong association, then the wrong thing goes in the consciousness. And how do you purify it? Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So what does Sankirtanam mean? What does Kirtan mean? Kirtan means to chant. What does Sankirtanam mean?
Together.
Together among the saints. Right? So when you chant the holy name of the Lord with among the saints, then actually this gets purified much, much quicker. So this is basically the message of the Lord. In the second part of this verse, it says the way is to always think of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So how do you do this? It's simple, you know. If you want to actually be a great person, right? You want to be a doctor. What do you have to do? You have to go and study, right? You have to get up early in the morning. You have to practice. Similarly, we have to do the same thing. We have to always remember him. And how do you remember him? Again, by chanting his holy name. That is the process. It's very simple. Only thing we have to do, it and follow it. Every day we chant the Guru mantra, you know. You know, Guru prayer to Prabhupada. What is the first thing? We say, he's the only way we can actually go back. So the first process is to take shelter of Guru. Right? When Ramananda Acharya was asked, you know, what is the greatest fortune of a person? What did he say?
Association of devotees.
And what is the worst scenario? separation or when you don't have association of devotees. So what does that mean? You know, he didn't say that I can always remember Krishna. He said the greatest thing is association of devotees. He didn't say that association of Krishna, he said association of his devotees. Because wherever the devotees, what do they say? What do they talk about? Krishna. Only Krishna. That's it. This is the only process. And why did Prabhupada make this temple? People say we don't have to go to the temple because we can think of Lord in our heart. The thing is that it's devotee association. So it's very important to come to the temple as much as possible. You know. Associate with the devotees. You don't come to the temple so that you can have darshan of the deities. Why do you come to the temple? So that Krishna can see you. It's more important for you to see Krishna than Krishna to see you. There was a man who was blind and he'd always go to the temple. And then somebody asked him, you are blind, you can't see the deities, you know. He said, that's not why I come. I just want to make sure that the Lord knows that I have come here again today. And that's what we want, you know. How important is that when Krishna sees you? There was a gopi in Vrindavan, she's praying to Krishna. She said, if Krishna plays on the flute, I can cover my ears. Right? Krishna shouts from Govardhan Hill, I can go away. Right? But don't bring Krishna near me. Because if he sees me once and smiles, don't blame me. I'll leave everything and go. Because Krishna, when he looks at you and smiles at you, that's it. Your life is finished in this material world. And your real life begins. You know. And that's what we are trying to achieve in this life. You know. What I want to actually tell you from my realization just recently. My mother passed away about 10 days ago. Actually Friday, not even 7 days, 8 days ago. I'll give a little bit of a background so you can actually understand what I'm actually trying to tell. Now, first thing, she was initiated by Ramakrishna in the Ramakrishna movement. Anybody knows who they are? They are Mayavadis. Right? Prabhupada talks about it enough, but when you have real experience of it, then you really realize who they are. You know? And they're very envious of Krishna. They're envious of devotees, you know. And she took initiation in that.
They eat meat also.
Everything, yeah. To the point they even eat cows, you know. And I'm talking about not only people, even the sannyasis do that. Right? This is how sinful these people are. Right? My mom took initiation. One of my brothers is a sannyasi in that, you know. What a sacrifice. What a loss, you know. That's it, you know. He sacrificed his whole life, you know. But for what? Nothing, you know. Now, when my father passed away last time, that time there was nobody to stomp it. So I did 13-day Bhagavad Gita class and it was a whole Hare Krishna program, right? So this time they became wise and they tried to do everything to stop me from preaching there, you know. But even they didn't tell me mom was sick towards the end, you know. So I went about 2-3 days before she was about to leave the body. I stayed with her whole night, you know. And then I chanted, you know. And in 2 days I chanted more than 100 rounds, you know. But good rounds, you know. And I was with her chanting. My sister is also a devotee, she was chanting. My daughter and my son, we are all chanting, you know. I call Radha Vallabha Prabhu, you know, in Mayapur. And I asked him, please Prabhu, this is the situation, can you actually make a special puja to Lord Narasingadev? And everything started changing then, you know. Even though I was chanting there, it was amazing, you know, because they knew what I going to do. So they came all prepared, you know. As soon as I started chanting, they will come and hold her hand, my mom's hand, and they start doing their own meditation, you know. 10 minutes, they're gone, you know, they can't do it. Then the next one comes over, you know. And then the next one comes over, you know. It's just like they're rotating. I went for 4.5 hours, you know. Because I was sitting there doing nothing at about 10 o'clock night till 2:30 in the morning, you know. And I said, okay, I'm going to take a nap. So I rested for an hour and a half. When I came out, they were all sleeping, you know. They were supposed to be chanting with her, you know. And after that, they knew that they can't keep up, so they just moved out of my way. So I chanted. And then my daughter brought a picture of Narsingadev, you know, which basically showed that he was he appeared there, you know. And with this picture by my mother's bedhead, you know, it was much easier to chant now. I could look at him, I was sitting in front of him, and I was actually chanting, you know. After all that, they came and told me that there won't be any, how the program will be held, you know. Usually 13-day programs is what we do. And in the evenings we have Bhagavad Gita class. And my mom loved that, you know. And they told me that mom didn't want any of that, you know. Because they knew if I stayed there, I'll preach, you know. So they basically did that just to stop me from preaching, you know. And I said, in a way I was glad, you know, because I wanted to get out of there, you know. And I said, this is mercy of Lord Narsingadev, you know. So I didn't object, and I think they felt a bit sorry for me. I said, I just need three things that is important to me. First is to put a Kanti mala around mom's neck, right? The other one is to get her ashes, right? And thirdly, I'll chant a little bit, you know. I hope you guys don't mind. I said, okay, that's all right. And so I put a Kanti mala that I brought from Mayapur that was offered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and originally came from Radha Kund, you know. See, this is the mercy of the Lord, you know, how actually it comes there. I also requested all the devotees to chant, right, and the lots and lots of devotees were chanting. And this is where everything actually started changing, because everybody was praying, you know. My position was that I was in a position to ask devotees to actually chant for my mom. That was the only, my fortune was. And as they started praying, things started changing. After that, I thought, this is more than what I expected to do for my mom at the final time, you know. And I said, okay, you guys do whatever you want. So, when she left her body, she left very peacefully. But I don't know how many of you have seen people actually leaving when you spend a few days. It's not nice, you know. It is not nice, you know. It is. But the attachment to the body is so strong that even the body becomes miserable, starts stinking, you know. You can't pass and everything starts coming out of your mouth and everything. Still you do not want to leave the body, you know. But whatever happened, she left her body peacefully through her eyes, because when she left her body, she opened her eyes, which is another sign that she made advancement in spiritual life. Then I said, okay, that's it. We went home. And next day, because they were feeling sorry for me, they said, okay, you can do a little bit of kirtan. So I did some chanting, you know, for a little while, 10-15 minutes. And next day, when on the day of the funeral, which was Sunday, we went to do the final things for the body. She was already, I told them, get her ready. When she left the body, then we don't have to touch. So this is again the mercy of the Lord, you know. I had asked Bhaktiman Prabhu to give the garlands of the deities, you know. So instead of getting one garland, he gave almost all the garlands, you know. So we had about 6-7 garlands there, which my son brought. I kept it in the fridge, so it was still good. And we put those garlands. Those were the only garlands on her, right? This is another mercy, you know. Radha Vallabha's mercy, because of the devotees who were praying here. I had also asked mom to keep some dried tulsi leaf sticks. This is very important, you know. When somebody leaves the body, make sure if you have dried tulsi leaves, keep it. And then Vaishnavas should put it on the body, make sure touching the body. So because I was there's no one there, I put tulsi in her hand, so you know, put it around her head, everywhere, and make sure it's on the upper part of the body. Because anybody who leaves the body with tulsi, you know, when they're cremated, they go back to Godhead, you know. Tulsi Rani is very merciful, you know. So these are all the signs in there, right? So we did whatever, and I'm saying, Krishna is, you know, more than merciful, you know. And then as we were leaving there, the funeral director, he says that, okay, three people can go with the body to the crematorium, you know. And it was about 20 minutes ride. So I said, okay, I'll come. So we were a little bit late, so they were already ready. As soon as we got there with two my aunties, I started chanting, you know, loudly. And I didn't realize my auntie who lives in New Zealand also goes to the Hare Krishna temple. So we all started chanting, you know, loudly, slowly, very peacefully, you know. It was really enlivening, you know. You could see that there was, you know, there's some divine energy there, you know. And when we went to the actual place, the burial site, you know, to the crematorium, everybody was lined up. So I got out first, and because I was chanting, I continued to chant, but much louder now, you know. So usually people start crying and everything, and because I was chanting, nobody cried, you know. And then people joined me, just like, you know, for 20 minutes, everybody was chanting, you know. And then we took the body inside, and the Pandit did whatever they wanted to do, everything. And in the end, I was asked to give a vote of thanks, you know. So my mom was a very giving person, you know. Nobody would come to our place and go without eating, you know. So I asked, you know, all our lives she has given to all of us, it's time something to give to her. And I think the best thing to do was, you know, to help her spiritual life. And then I explained what was the process of sadhana in the four yugas, you know, meditation and all those. And I said in Kali Yuga, the only way is to chant the holy name of the Lord. No, not any holy name. I said, you have lots of mantras, you know. You can chant Om Namo Shivaya, Om Vasudevaya. But because Kali Yuga is so bad, you know, we need something really strong, you know. This is why you don't need a mantra, you need a Maha Mantra, you know. And I explained them how it worked, you know. And then I got everybody there to chant 16 times, you know. And then that's how we actually finished it, you know. What I'm trying to say is that even though my mother, she was not envious of the devotees because she loved Hare Krishnas, you know, but still she was on the wrong path, you know. And just because of the prayers of the devotees, you know, that's all I was. I was in part of this movement, and I was thinking, you know, if Krishna can help the families and relatives of his devotees, you know, why won't he help us? All we have to do is do our bit, you know. All we have to do is be part of this organization, be part of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, that we never leave Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, you know. This is all we have to do. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful, but who is even more merciful? Nityananda Prabhu. And who is more merciful than Nityananda Prabhu? Srila Prabhupada. Because they save people from India, you know, from Bharat. Prabhupada came to the West. You know, there was two Jagayan Madais that time. Prabhupada saved millions of them. That's the difference. That's the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. You know. And that's our fortune, you know. So, if you can actually understand from this, you know, we in the womb, we actually praying, you know, please Krishna, you know, if I don't want to get out of there, I would rather be in that miserable situation in the womb of our mother, you know, in full of darkness, in suffering, in your own stool, in your own urine, you know, rather than come here and get caught up with this illusory energy of law of Maya, you know. It's Krishna's energy, it's very powerful. We have no choice, you know. Kala Krishna Das, who was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what happened to him? He got up caught in this same. This is how powerful. But what do you do? If you are among devotees, you save your spiritual master, they save you, you know. That's our trick, you know. Come to the temple, take prasadam, take initiation, chant your 16 rounds, you know. If you are initiated, you should chant your 16 rounds. If you are not chanting your 16 rounds, don't consider yourself to be a disciple. There is a contract made at the time of initiation. What is the contract? Chant 16 rounds and follow the four principles. If you are not doing that, then how can you say you have broken the contract? It's very important. You chant your rounds, you know. Finish your round before you go to sleep. If you really can't do it, finish it before you take your first meal next day. That's how important it is. Because the process is very simple. What is the process? Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's very simple. Yet it is very difficult. Because a lot of people who are envious, they can't chant. They can't chant Krishna's name. And let me tell you, when somebody leaves their body and they're envious, you can't chant for them too. Because I had another experience. I was there, I chanted with him all night, but at the time of his leaving his body, I could not chant. I knew I had to chant. I wanted to chant, but the holy name would not come out of my mouth. He was a very envious person.
Who?
My brother-in-law, one of my brother-in-law. I was with him when he left his body. It was miserable, you know, just like, you could see just like it was so heavy atmosphere, you know. I knew I had to chant. I saw him leaving his body. Because if Krishna doesn't want you, you know, so we able to chant Krishna's name, it's a positive that, okay, we are on his favorable side, you know. Make sense? So, this is the lesson we learned from here, you know. We don't know what happened in the womb of our mother, you know, how miserable it was because we have forgotten. We can read it, we can understand it from Sri Bhagavatam, where it actually tells what we are going through. We are living our life, but some of us are young, you know. We don't think we're going to get old, we're going to get sick, you know. And we don't know how painful death is, you know. Am I right in quoting, they said, it's like thousands of scorpions biting, right? Now, have you ever been bitten by a wasp or a hornet or a bee? How many of you experienced that? Right, it's not... Now, scorpions is much more. Now, imagine thousands of biting you at the same time. It's not easy. Because attachment to the body, you know. And if you really look at it, you know, the biggest problem we have, the main problem we have, is because we think we are this body. Are we this body? Because when the soul leaves the body remains back here. If you are not this body, then who is your son? Who is your daughter? Who is your husband? Who is your brother? Who is your sister? That's all relation to this body, right? My mother is related to me through this body. My father is related to me. If I'm not this body, then who is the mother? Who is the father? Who is the children? That's it. There's only one relationship, you know. He never leaves us. This is the greatness of Krishna, you know. He's one person who never leaves us. Your wife can be with you until you die in this body, right? What about Krishna, you know? Even we don't like him, you know. Even we are envious of him, still stays with us. A worm who lives in the stool, Krishna stays with him. He never leaves you. If you have a friend like that, why do you need another one? So, take this life seriously. We are very, very fortunate. We are so fortunate that we have just appeared within 2 months of demigod's time after Gornitai have left. You understand what I mean? How long is demigod's 1 day? Our 1 year, right? 500 years? 500 days, you know, a bit more than a year, right? 1.5 years. Not long time, you know. They just were here. Now if you go to Mayapur, you know, you can feel their presence. The Prakrama I just went on, you know. We come here, you know, every time some devotee comes, what do we try to do? Get the dust of their lotus feet, right? You really want the dust of the feet of the devotees? You go on a Prakrama there. 1,000 devotees are walking in front of you on a dusty road where thousands have walked before, you know, millions have walked before, even, you know, the Lord has Himself walked there. What is happening? All the dust. It's all coming on you, you know. You get covered in the dust of devotees and the Dham, you know. This is the potency of, this is what Srila Prabhupada has given us. This is the mercy of our parampara. This happens only once in Brahma's life, once in Brahma's day. Only once in Brahma's day. How long is Brahma's day? 3.1 trillion? Yeah, 3.1 trillion is once in Brahma's day. You get an opportunity to be here and get the mercy of Gaur Nithai. All the other time, you go to Vaikuntha Dham. This time you can go to Golok Vrindavan Dham. So don't waste it. This is the most precious thing you have got. And then Prabhupada, you know, such a merciful person. So take this seriously, chant your rounds properly, have association of devotees, take prasadam, go to the dham so that you can meditate on it, read Prabhupada's book. You know, that's all we need. And then Krishna will take care of the rest. Thik? Hare Krishna, any comments, any questions? Yes, Prabhupada. Question is, association of the devotees, coming to the temple, chanting together, these are the safe ways, you know. Right? This is what we should be doing. Then why should we go and take the risk, basically, going out and preaching, distributing book, and basically being among the non-devotees, right? Gist of the question, that's what it is? Okay. What's important? First thing is that, you have to save yourself. If you are drowning, you can't try to save anybody else if you don't know how to save yourself. So the first thing is to save yourself and then save others. Right? So first thing is you come to the temple, you chant, you get purified. Right? And then you can go and help others. Why we should help others? Because if you don't help others, if you're looking after only yourself, then there will be no more devotees, you know. That's one reason, right? So if more devotees come in, then it's easier to go. Just like, you know, when we were doing Prakrama, you know, one day we walked back ourselves, me and another devotee. And it was so difficult, it was hot, we sat down so many places because there were just two of us. But we came further with the whole group of people. So it's much easier to go with a group of people, right? The other thing is that Krishna consciousness is all about giving. It's not to please yourself. The idea is to please Krishna. And what does Krishna want? What does he say in Bhagavad Gita? That one who preaches about me is most dear to me. Right? But first you have to understand who Krishna is. Who you are. What is your relationship? You should be purified enough so that you can actually help others. Right? Just like if you put an iron in the fire, what happens to the iron after a while? It becomes like fire, right? So you have to be like that, so that when you go and actually preach to the karmis, they get your quality, not you getting their quality. Right? But preaching is important, but it's not for everybody. Preaching doesn't mean you go and book, you know, go and preach out, right? Being a nice devotee, right? You become a nice, you know, a lady is walking on the road, right? And you just help her carry her stuff in there. That lady says, "Oh, who are you?" "Oh, I'm a Hare Krishna devotee." And what did she think? "Oh, Hare Krishnas are nice people." Just that appreciation gets them to make spiritual advancement. One Prabhupada was walking and somebody said, "Good morning." Prabhupada said, "See, he has made a spiritual advancement because he has wished something good for a saintly person." So first thing is that you get yourself right and then you take it to the next level. This movement is amazing. Because by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he take? What is the significance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He stole the bhava of Radharani. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna is God, right? Everybody is devotee. So everybody is saving Krishna and Krishna is enjoying. But when he sees that the people who are saving him are getting more bliss than what he is getting, and he says, "What's going on here? How can Radharani be more happier in saving me than me being saved?" So what he does? He goes and steals bhava of saving Krishna, not from Radharani, because Radharani is the greatest devotee. And then once he experiences it, you know, what is this thing of giving, of saving, of selfless service, he goes mad. And what he does? He says, "Oh, it doesn't belong to me. This is Radharani, so let's give it to everybody for free." It's like, you know, if it's something doesn't belong to me, somebody wants, "Yeah, take it, you know. If it is mine, oh, no, you know. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave what the most precious thing of the greatest devotee freely to everybody. So when you get to that level, when you realize this, you can't keep it within yourself. You want to give it out. And that's when you start actually preaching and things like that. The other thing, you know, the best way to make advancement is to please the devotees. So by distributing books, you're pleasing Prabhupada. And Prabhupada takes care of the rest. You know. But you have to read Prabhupada's book. That's the important bit. You have to save yourself. Good. That's important. You know. So yes, go with the devotees in the beginning. You know, but this is why Prabhupada did this. You know, come for Mangal Arati. Do the whole morning program, then you go do that. Then you are protected. Come back, have association of devotees, read a little bit, and then you can do that. That's where you are basically in that bubble, you know. Any other comments, questions? Yes, bro.
My mother said, I've said, when I was 5 years old, only if you become a devotee, then you won't go to different rooms. What is written in today's verse? Etat anek andra. So you have to become a devotee. Then you have to develop relationship with Krishna. And bridge between Krishna and our soul. We are not holy soul. We want the holy name. So we chant and say the holy name. Then only that bridge will become
Sometime, you know, sit down, you know, when you go to bed, you know, and you can't fall off to sleep, you know, just think, you know, do an overview of your life, and you just see how much you enjoyed and how much you suffer. And then ask yourself, do you want to go through this again and again and again, you know? Do you want to go 12 years of study, you know? Do you want to walk that 8 hours of, you know, people whom you save and they just don't give any, you know? I work at the airport, you know, and some of these people are so mean, you know. One guy came to me and he said, he was Western, you know, and he said, "You're a racist, you know. You picked me because I'm white, you know." I said, "This is the first time I heard something like this, you know. It's mostly the other people complaining, you know." But what I'm saying, people say all kinds of things, you know. And I said, I looked at him and I said, "My, it's time, you know. We have had enough. It's time for you guys to get a little bit of dose of it, you know. Because there's no use arguing with them, you know. There's so many mean people, they swear at you and everything, you know. And then you come back and you say, what's the point, you know? I work so hard. You know, and once in a fortnight I get a little bit of money and that's spent before I actually get it, you know. Because the banks and all these people are already, you know, with the checkbook ready to take it, you know. And we do this, you know. 25 years, 30 years I have worked, you know. For what? Getting old, you know, can't do my service now, you know, can't get up early in the morning, you know. Yeah. It's a struggle, you know. It's if you really look at it, you know. And then I'm looking at my mother's life, you know, 5 kids, you know, 2 in America, you know, 1 in Fiji, 1 in Brisbane, and I'm here, you know. She worked, she carried us in a womb for 9 months, you know. She looked after us for until we got educated, you know. Why? So that we could look after her in there. But we're not even there, you know. So, you know, think about this, you know. Listen to what the soul is saying in the womb, you know. Please, I would rather be in this miserable condition than to get out and be entangled again by this Maya. Please, Krishna, save me, you know. And we might have made that prayer. And Prabhupada and Krishna has listened to us. And we have got the process. The process is very simple. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So before I started the class, I asked Sukhdev Prabhu, you know, what should I speak, you know? And he said, speak what Sukhdev Goswami spoke, you know. I said, you have to understand that to actually speak what he is saying, you know. Then he said, just say Radhe Radhe, you know. So that's the trick. Because when you say Radhe Radhe, who comes coming?
Krishna.
And if Krishna is there, then Radharani is there. So when you say Hare, Krishna comes there. And we say Krishna, then Radharani comes there. And that's the trick of this thing. This is how it is. Very simple, you know. And when you have Radha and Krishna in your life, leave the rest, you know. We should not ask for Krishna for saying things, give me this, give me that, you know. In the beginning you ask, you know. But in the end, you let them say, Krishna, whatever you want, you know. As Radharani says, you know, you want me to dance, I'll dance, you know. You want to reject me? No. And that's the level we have to come to, you know. And then you become Krishna. You know, just like we think, you know, Prahlad Maharaj suffered so much, you know. Did he? If you look at it from our eyes, you know, from a materialistic point of view, he did suffer. But did he really? He got thrown from the cliff, he landed on the flower, you know. You know. Poison became nectar. So that's it. When you are on that level, you are dependent on Krishna. You know, Sharanagati. Krishna is my protector. Krishna is my maintainer. You know, he is my only protector. He is my only maintainer. That's it. Then life becomes perfect. Thick. Any other comments? Any questions? ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय गौरनिताय भगवान की जय श्री राधा बल्लभ की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा की जय गौर प्रेमानंद की जय।